You met Kostyuzu in Russia. You were coaching the Australian amateur team at the World Championships in Moscow. But, Johnny, how did it come to be that Kostya would move to Australia permanently to train under you?
Yeah, we've seen Kostya fight. He got beat by a East German boxer. But I was taken back with Kostya. There was just something, you know, about him. And anyhow, I spoke to the doctor over there because Kostya didn't speak English. I spoke to him and said, gee, I'd like to take him to Australia and blah, blah, blah. And anyhow, I went to a few more, to Indonesia and to Thailand, where they had King's Cups and President's Cups. And it was there that I spoke to Kostya, and the doctor could speak English. I was just talking to Kostya, and he seemed to be interested. And then when Kostya came here, I forget what year it was, maybe 1991 or something, that to the World Amateur Championship held in Australia, Bill Morty and myself went and met him after the fight where he won. And we took him to Doyle's on the water there at Watson's Bay. And anyhow, Bill was talking to him, and and he agreed to come back, do his boxing out of Australia. So it was a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, what did you see in him, Johnny, in those really early days then?
It wasn't his punching power, but it just, I don't know, I just looked at him, and as I said, he got beat. Sort of said, I'd rather have the loser than the winner. And, you know, he finished up in Thailand. He beat the East German bloke. Yeah, beat him well.
He'd become WBC, WBA, IBF champion, you know, an absolute great of the sport in this country. You did mention, I think, in your biography, Johnny, that there might have been a rift between you two at the end. Can you let us in on what might have happened there?
I think what happened was when the bust up with Morty came, I felt really bad. I stayed with Kostya because I felt that I played a big part in talking him into coming here, and we had a lot more progress to make, and I honestly thought that no one would do the job as good as Morty did, and you know, we could rekindle it all again, but that didn't work. I did stay with Kostya, but there was a few little things that went down, and I like trust, but you know what happened to Bill, it really hurt me, and unfortunately, we never ever spoke again. You know, and I had a lot of admiration for Bill, and Yeah, as I say, it was always in the back of my mind that, you know, it should never have happened or whatever. But anyhow, things happen. Yeah, you go with whatever you think, but that's what I did.
Nice right hand in this round was Kostya Zeus, clearly evening things up.
And ending strong. Down he goes. A right hand. He's in trouble.
He's in real trouble.
Just coming back to his qualities in the ring, I think it's been said that Kostya was as good a reader of a fight as anybody, Johnny, that he could see the way a fight was unfolding, and he had a great ability to read the moment and seize the moment.
Yeah, I remember a couple of fights that was pretty hectic, and it was seesawing and whatever, and I remember Kostya would come back and he'd say, don't worry, I've got him now, I've got him, and he did, and he could position him for whatever punch he wanted to fight. Wonderful reader of the fight, Kostya.